Jacqueline Michard was surprised when she was asked to be one of the five judges for the 2002 National Book Award for Fiction. After all, she's best known for her novel The Deep End of the Ocean. It launched Oprah's book club and isn't exactly the highbrow fiction favored by the lit crit set in New York. But then Michard was shocked to find out how much work it took to be a juror. She told Anne Strangechamps that she had from June until October to judge 473 books.
It was like being King Midas. You know, I dream of hardcover books. And suddenly, hardcover books were under the bed and under the telephone and on top of the counter and everywhere that they could possibly be. And they just kept coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. And everywhere I looked was another hardcover
book. Did you have to read them all?
Well, yes. I felt that it was ethically unkind to read less than a third of each of the books. My record was 4 in 1 day. I spent a whole summer doing nothing else.
So you all sat down at the table bringing your definite literary prejudices with you.
Absolutely.
But then there's another kind of prejudice that I'm wondering if that came also. Writers are friends with other writers, and writers are enemies with other writers. Was there any evidence that, you know, somebody said, well, I'd really like this person at least to be shortlisted, or I can't stand this person. He's definitely not being shortlisted. Was there any of that?
There certainly was. There were people who had been friends for years who had introduced people to their wives or husbands whose books were the favorites. I mean, they were the secretariat of that year's field. People had to confess, this may ruin a friendship. This person may never speak to me again. I'm going to get phone calls. My email is going to blow up tonight when they announce the five finalists. I didn't have that problem because I didn't have any special allegiance to anyone who was in the running, though I did have friends who were among the nominees. But people were shocked that the Lovely Bones was not nominated, and there was all sorts of speculation in the press, and it was bizarre and arcane, like somebody was once married to the publisher of the agent of the woman's previous editor, and that was why. And none of it was true. Not one single word of it was true.
I guess I've wondered whether when you're narrowing it down to the five that are shortlisted, does it wind up being just the books that are least offensive to everybody?
No. There was one book that was among the five, and I can't tell you which one it was, that was so offensive to some of us that it was repulsive. While it did not win, it came very close to winning. Hmm. There were no heads bowed. There were no sacrifices made, though some of us had to. For example, both Jay McInerney and I loved the book Lost Nation by Jeffrey Lent. It was a sprawling, starting America type novel, not much different from Cold Mountain, except much better. And we just loved it. And he also loved the book Middlesex by Jeffrey Eugenides, mm-hmm. which did win the Pulitzer Prize. And that did not make the final five because there were people on the jury who just couldn't stand it.
So what did you do when there was a book you loved that you thought the other judges were maybe a little biased against? Did you campaign for books you loved?
At the end, I did. And you had to come to the table, and it literally was a table, armed with your arguments and explanations and all your powers of literary criticism at the ready. And if you couldn't make a defense for the book that you wanted to win, if you just said, I don't know why, but I just know that it's wonderful, that wasn't enough. You had to be able to convince four other people. Getting from 50 to 25 was horrible. Getting from 25 to 15 was almost impossible. I mean, those were three-hour conversations in which it was like, I'll give you this and I'll raise you three. I mean,
You can have that if I can have this one.
It becomes political. I cannot say that the book that won the National Book Award was the best book that was written in 2002.
That was The Three Junes by Julia Glass.
Right. I cannot say that. Hmm. But it was a heck of a book.
Tell me about the the final choice? I mean, you all went to New York for this, right? And you
right.
all, was there secrecy around
oh,
your meeting?
There was such secrecy. It was silly. It was fun and silly. We had to make reservations at different restaurants because the press would try to spy on where the committee was meeting, as if anyone would recognize who Bob Shikosius or Jackie Michard was. And Jay McInerney, yes, people would recognize him because he's on television and things like that. But the rest of us are rather ordinary-looking people who no one would look twice at on the street. But we had to find a location where we could have privacy and champagne. And the first thing we said when we sat down, all being writers, okay, because everyone who's a writer and has an irregular income says, let's order the seafood. You know, I mean, immediately the decision was made that there, you know, there had to be lobster involved with this. But we spent 5 hours at the table.
Wow.
And every bit of that 5 hours was not small talk.
By then you were down to just 5 books. What was the conversation like over that meal?
Well, one of the judges didn't like any of the books. That was a problem. One of the judges liked one of the books, but none of the others. The others all appreciated parts of all of the other books. But there were some people at the table who thought that the final five didn't reflect the literary excellence of that year. And yet, all being people of goodwill, they were willing to listen to others and try to understand. And I remember the moment, it was the end, when one of the judges said, okay, I finally understand the end of that book, and I'm going to change my vote. And that was the deciding vote. And then we all, you know, sort of clapped hands and said that we had done our very best. But after you do this, you will never want to serve on another jury for any kind of literary work in your life. You can't do it twice. It's just excruciating.
Jackie Michard, one of the jurors for the 2002 National Book Award. She's a writer who lives near Madison, Wisconsin, and Strange Champs spoke with her.